Today, Luke presents us with not just one, but three parables on the tenderness and mercy of God. He records them as a complementary set: the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. Quite a special story, quite a special message. The first two parables are rather simple and similar in form. The story of the lost son, however, is much more complex, but it still has the same elements the other two have, namely, something important is lost, a person who searches for or watches for that which is lost, the rediscovery of that which was lost, and a celebration upon its rediscovery. What was so new in Jesus' message in these parables was the insistence that sinners must be sought out and not merely given up for lost and mourn. God does not rejoice in the loss of anyone. He desires that all to be saved and joined with him in love. That's why the whole community of heaven rejoices when anyone who was lost, even a single sinner, is found and restored to the companionship of God. Clarence Jordan, author of the Cabbage Patch Gospels, notes that in this parables, Jesus says, excuse me, the shepherd searches until he finds the sheep. And the woman searches until she finds the coin. They do not merely look until they become tired, or until daylight fades, or becomes boring, or worse, discouraging. No, they search until they find what they're looking for. That's exactly how God is with us. He never gives up. But God can sure use some help, can sure use all the help he can get searching for lost souls. You see, seekers of the lost are in great need today. Do you know someone who, like the lost sheep, has just lost interest and wandered away from God? Do you know members of your families or your classes or even the church community itself who, like the coin, may have been overlooked and become lost to God? Or do you know someone who, like the lost son, decided that they really didn't need the Heavenly Father and set out to seek their own way and got lost in the process? Do we look for them? Do we pray for them? And are we ready to rejoice over their return? We don't need to be like St. Paul, a blasphemer, a persecutor, and arrogant, in his own words, to thank God for treating us mercifully in this life and in the hereafter. We don't need to be as derelict or depraved as Moses' stiff-necked bunch worshiping a golden calf to fully appreciate God's infinite forgiveness. Whether high in grace or sunk deep in sin, we all know the kind of favor Jesus has granted to humanity in overflowing measure. Each and every one of us, in little and in large ways, ought to rejoice for this unmerited love. The sheep became lost because they wandered away. The coin became lost by falling into a crack. The son became lost through a life of sin. But does it really matter to God how we become lost? Whether we are a sheep or a coin or a lost son or daughter, what really matters is that each and every one of us matters to God. Now, Sunday after Sunday, we all come here together as the found, rejoicing in God's love and grace in the Eucharist. Fortified by it, we return to the world, which is our mission field. But do we ever seek the lost? Those sheep who have no pasture, those coins that have no purse, those children that have no home. Oh, by the way, do we fit into any or all of these categories? Despite his sinful life, St. Paul tells us Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Of these, I am the foremost, but was mercifully treated. From sinner to saint was Paul's road. It's also our road today. Paul and we are called to seek the lost. You know, when you lose something, it takes on an even greater value. That is even more true when we lose a person we love. Think how God must feel when someone turns away from him. Think about what we can do to reach out to the lost. This week, we should ask Christ to make use of us to find a lost coin, or rescue a lost sheep, or welcome a lost son or daughter, and promise we will do our very best to bring them back. If we do ask sincerely, there is no way that God be able to say no.